don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this terrific Tuesday, May 26, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We'll continue on with that story about the new fourth set of rules Jocelyn Benson is implementing for this year's election when we get done, because this half hour we're going to be speaking with Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Tonight, 7 o'clock at the City Hall of the City of Gaylord is going to be the appointment of two replacement city council members, and then they're going to be having a discussion about the rezoning, R1, R2 zoning rezone on the 18 acres the city has owned since the 1990s, generating no revenue whatsoever, so that Anthony Randazzo can build 84 new housing units in the city of Gaylord. Any input or things you might want to say if you had a chance to be there tonight?
Yeah, I would say something along the lines of, you know, why did this council create a housing task force to address an obvious issue within the community, only to turn around and seemingly be against any and all proposals to bring in any kind of housing, whether it's just regular housing, workforce housing, affordable housing, whatever kind of moniker you want to put on it. This housing task force and this city council seems to be determined to not allow any new development within the city. And that's really disappointing.
And why did they form the task force?
Right, exactly. I mean, is it just for optics, or, I mean, That's my struggle is, okay, you've identified a real issue in our community. You're trying to do something about it, or at least the illusion of trying to do something about it. And then when a good developer comes through with an excellent plan, in my opinion, they just don't seem to want to have any part of it. So, you know, which is it? Are we trying to bring more housing into Gaylord, or are we just doing this just for optics? And Gaylord City Council right now, quite frankly, is embroiled in several other controversies as well. So this is just not a council or a meeting that I really want to be at, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be there because I talk to business owners like you all over our listening area. And the biggest objection within the last couple of years, I've been getting this more and more, almost every single meeting sit down I have with folks, is, Randy, I can't spend the money advertising on your show and on your radio station because I can't handle any more business because I don't have enough employees. I can't find people to work, number one, for what I'm offering, can afford to pay them. But number two, they can't find a place to stay if I did hire them they'd be driving, you know, an hour, hour and a half one way to get back and forth to work. Nobody wants to do that. Gas prices, Iran war, you know, I just can't do it. So, you know, love to support your radio station, love your show, love the music. But, dude, I can't even afford to get the employees. That's a reoccurring theme, Ian, I'm hearing from everybody.
Yeah, and we experience that as well. And I hear that from several others as well. I mean, we're in the hiring season right now. We're hiring people from as far away as half hour, 45 minutes. It's difficult to find jobs in our area. We just hired two people from out of state that have moved into the Gaylord area, and they're living with family members right now until they can find permanent housing.
Unbelievable. Well, we'll continue the conversation. Find out more from Ian Murphy, what's happening over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord and downtown Prohibition. We're going to talk about that as well. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, staying through the break. Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse, down over in Gaylord and downtown location, Prohibition. And we've got some good information coming about that, too. But Ian, what's happening? I think we got some things starting this week there at the Iron Pig in the pavilion.
Man, summer is here. Let me tell you, I need a bigger parking lot, man.
We might have to be talking to some neighbors there, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. Parking was overflowing into the John Deere dealership this weekend. Yeah, so this week, actually, so we've got a farmer's market that's getting ready to fire up. Our Friday night free family movie night starts next Friday. Next Saturday starts our music series. So every Saturday night from 7 to roughly 10 o'clock, we're going to have free live music out in the pavilion, out in the backyard with the food truck, full bar, everything right there, bouncy house out back for the kids to play. So, yeah, I mean, summer is definitely kicking off. And golf tournament has been set as well, July 3rd for our golf tournament at the Loon. So everything is really gearing up and getting going, and thankfully the weather has finally turned in our favor.
Amen to that. And the farmer's market, what's going on with that?
So the farmer's market, what we actually – so we've gotten a lot of really good feedback from all of our vendors and potential vendors. The crazy thing is a lot of these farmer's market are during the day. And we've noticed when we started putting this together that none of them were at night. And we thought about doing ours at night. We're like, no, there's got to be a reason why there are no nighttime farmers markets. Well, come to find out, a lot of these vendors would really like to do a nighttime farmers market or an evening farmers market.
Yes.
And absolutely. We're also hearing, so we're also hearing that customers, you know, people that work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, can't make a weekday farmers market. So what we've decided to do, since this growing season has been so short so far and it's cold, we're finding out a lot of our growers don't have product ready yet. Fruits and veggies still take a few weeks anyways. So what we're actually doing is we're going to postpone the first couple of weeks of our new farmers market on Thursday. But instead of going 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're now going to go from 4 p.m. to about 7 p.m., excellent. Thursday evenings.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to start that, I think, June 18th. So we're going to give our microgreens growers, our farmers, a little bit more time to get their product ready.
Excellent, excellent. I have been yelling and screaming for that for years because I'm on the radio from 9 to noon, you know, Monday through Friday. And by the time I drive over to Gaylord, it's an hour away. You know, they'd be closed up. I've got the same problem in Mancelona, same problem in Elk Rapids. And I keep telling them, guys, you need to move it to the afternoon so the elderly folks that like to get out and do the shopping, get home, you know, heck, most of them start having dinner about 4, 4:35 o'clock. Let them get some fresh vegetables. I understand, but I can, on the way home, you know how many people go up 31 from, like, Traverse City up to Petoskey? 131, Mancelona, Gaylord, M32. I mean, you, where you're at, Old 27. How much traffic is there in the afternoon when people start ending their day at afternoon? Your traffic count goes through the roof.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was actually what I wanted to do when we first started talking about it. But I just had it in my head that there's got to be a reason why there isn't an evening farmer's market. And we kind of just stuck with that. Well, there's got to be a reason for it. And just as we started inviting vendors and talking about the farmer's market, we just found on both sides, the vendor side and the customer side, we should really give an effort to trying an evening farmer's market. And our Thursday evenings at the restaurant are already pretty busy. So we have that built-in traffic in the evening right there for our vendors anyways. So that's what we're going to try and do June 18th, that Thursday. We're going to fire it up 4 o'clock to about 7 o'clock. And hopefully if we get things going, we'll put a little live music out there as well.
Oh, heck yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Little background music, you know, always make things lively. And people come to enjoy the music. They get some fresh produce and vegetables. Man, this is a fantastic. I am so happy you're doing this because now I can go over there and visit it. You know, And one other thing I think is really, really important. People need to understand this. I don't know if you know this or not, Ian, but within Michigan, through the Medicaid program for the bridge cards, a lot of farmers markets are now accepting those. Do you know if your folks, a lot of the vendors there, are they going to be able to accept the bridge cards?
Yeah, so what we're doing as an organization is we have applied to accept those payments. And
yes.
Kicking this down the road a couple more weeks gives us the time. So we've applied for all of that. So what you would actually do is you would come and you would buy tokens from us, and then you would turn those tokens in to the vendor as payment. Then the vendor would bring their tokens to us, and we exchange the tokens for the dollars that we took in over the bridge card. That's how a lot of farmers markets are doing. So each vendor doesn't have to sign up to accept bridge cards. But this generally tends, so you will have a little booth where you walk up, we'll swipe your card. The state gives you all the machines and everything to properly swipe those cards and just hand out the tokens from there. We have heard that this is the best way to do it.
Best way to do it. Excellent. Yeah, because that is an actual credit card. I mean, you got to process it. Somebody has to be approved and, you know, to be able to get the processing through the state of Michigan. That's fantastic. So
we have a nonprofit organization that is putting together the farmers market. So every dollar that goes into the market from vendors and everything else all go right back into the nonprofit to keep this thing going. And quite frankly, if we ever make any money, it also goes into like the money that is coming from the golf outing this year.
Oh, yeah.
We put that money towards the Otsego County Food Pantry, and also all the efforts that the Iron Pig does during the holidays when we hand out free meals during Thanksgiving and Christmas and Mother's Day and all that stuff. So that helps as well. So we're not trying to make money off of our farmers or anything like that. We're just trying to reinvest in our community.
Sure. So they get paid for selling the products and any profits, or are you charging a table fee? How is that structured? Just so people can understand the nonprofit.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a booth space. So we have a drop-in weekly rate, I think is about $30. Or
right.
We have various packages where you can buy the entire season, or you can get a premium spot for the entire season. We're going to remodify that because we're obviously taking a few weeks out. But it was about $500 for the entire season, which was roughly 20 weeks when we were starting. So we'll modify that probably to about $350 for the season. We want the vendors to be successful. We're not trying to make money off of the vendors whatsoever. So that's the whole point, is to create an area where our local growers and farmers can come make some money as well.
Excellent, excellent. And so looking at the calendar, then you're saying it's going to be June 18th?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we got a few weeks here to let the produce grow and get going and start harvesting the good stuff. Then by then you're just a couple of weeks before the 4th of July.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Good thinking. Excellent. Well, I am so happy you moved that. It's going to be every Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. Is that correct?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. And next, of course, we want to talk about the golf outing. When do we have that all scheduled, ready to go? And where's it going to be played this year?
So this year, July 3rd, 9 o'clock, shotgun, we're going to be playing at the Loon Golf Resort, which is just right around the corner from us, not maybe 2 miles away, just off Charles Brink Road and Old 27. Great golf course. I actually worked at this golf course 30 years ago when they were building it. Very female-friendly, very fun golf course. Friday the 3rd, and honestly, it's a great day for it. Otsego Lake is having their fireworks display that night. So we're basically doing an all-day event that is going to include a fireworks finale that night. So we're also looking at potentially bringing in some music for that night. Later on in the evening, since it is a Friday, we'll have free family movie night going on. But then after that, we'll also have some music. So shotgun start, 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday, play golf, lunch is included, $500 for a foursome. Again, that money goes towards the Iron Foundation and our efforts to put money towards Otsego County Food Pantry and Feed the Needy during the holidays. All the information that I just mentioned is on our website, ironpigsmoke.com. You can also sign up there and purchase your foursome. And anybody that is looking to sponsor this outing, whether it's something as simple as $150 to sponsor a hole, or anybody that wants to potentially sponsor something bigger, we have all kinds of options for individuals or businesses that want to help this effort.
Excellent, excellent. And is that also on the website if people want to register and get signed up and pay online? Is that a possibility?
All of it's there. Just look for the tab that says golf outing.
Excellent, excellent. Man, this is so exciting. I'm just so happy things are happening like this. And the other component to it, and I want to mention this too, folks, this pavilion, the next door to the restaurant outside, Ian, explain the bar outside as well as your ability to provide food, catering service, whatever you want to do to set it out there. People can actually rent a pavilion for their events, family reunions, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. This space is really awesome. I mean, when they built this pavilion about 7 years ago, they really didn't spare any expense. It's gorgeous. So we've tied it into the building so you can actually walk outside with the beer you got inside. Walk around. There's a huge outfield. We've got a bouncy house set up there. Our food truck is out back and a full bar. So this year, we're going to have all kinds of new stuff out there, new cocktails with bomb pops in them, waffle cone loaded mac and cheese out of the food truck. So, I mean, it's just going to be a great spot. You can bring the family. The kids can play. It's not going to cost you a gazillion dollars like some of these places to take your family. You can come. You can hang out, listen to good music, see a movie on Friday night, come during the farmer's market. Just all kind. We're trying to create that whole experience that's not going to cost families $1 million to enjoy themselves while they visit Gaylord. Because let's be honest, everything is getting expensive. So anything we can do to keep those expenses down for people that are visiting our area, that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Excellent, excellent. And one other thing, catering services. Unfortunately, Richard Davis, the owner of our pavilion that we have been using for our Fun Shoot pig roast over in Central Lake there in Antrim County. He got in a really bad car accident, broke his back. He hasn't been able to walk for a couple of weeks. And actually, he just informed me that they're going to be selling that property. And unfortunately, we had to cancel our event for this year, July 18th. But you have catering services like you did for us. You actually pulled the pork. We brought you the shoulders, and you smoked them for us and pulled the pork. But you also have the ability to actually deliver to folks Iron Pig barbecue and other foods. Explain that real quick before I let you go.
Yeah, sure. So we do a ton of catering. I mean, we're bringing in a whole other smoker because our catering is just going so crazy this year. So besides being able to offer on-property events, wedding receptions, weddings, graduation parties, we can come to you basically anywhere in northern Michigan. We will deliver Iron Pig barbecue for you. So anything from funerals, wedding receptions, graduation parties, ironpigsmoke.com. Just click on the catering tab for any and all that information.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Would love to have it even for a wedding. That would be cool. We appreciate you, brother, so much. And ironpigsmoke.com. Just click on the various tabs. Get what you want. Appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.